This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
The health care overhaul includes a big expansion of Medicaid, the federal program for the poor, but some big states are opting out. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us who's in, who's not, and what that means.
23 states and the District of Columbia have agreed to expand Medicaid. 6 are undecided, and 21 have said no. Among them, Texas, which is where 47-year-old Ricardo Rios lives. He would qualify for Medicaid under the health care law's expansion plan if Texas hadn't opted out. He's praying the state's leaders change their minds.
We just have to pray that everything will go well and it'll change.
If things don't change, Rios will continue struggling with being poor and uninsured. He's supposed to take medication for high blood pressure and insulin for diabetes. Sometimes he doesn't have the money to pay for his medicine, so he skips it. The lack of insulin leaves him weak and drowsy.
I just take a nap and hope that I can wake up back again, that I don't end up passing away.
There are a lot of people in Ricardo Rios' shoes. In fact, about two-thirds of the low-income uninsured who would qualify for Medicaid under the health care law live in states that will not expand it. Robin Rudowitz is a health care analyst at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says there will be a huge coverage gap. For the uninsured, that means
high out-of-pocket costs, as well as, you know, really going without care or delaying care that they need.
Until they get so sick, they end up in the emergency room, in many cases unable to pay. The hospitals have to treat them for free. They may ask for more state aid. The federal government subsidizes some free care, but under health care reform, those subsidies shrink on the theory that more people will be insured. Stephen Zuckerman co-directs the Health Policy Center at the Urban Institute. He says hospitals in states that don't expand Medicaid will come under increasing strain.
Ultimately, that could lead these hospitals to have to restrict care to these uninsured populations. So it could be a problem 3-4 years out.
And Zuckerman says those hospitals will start pressuring their states to reconsider and expand Medicaid. Federal officials say states are free to change their minds anytime. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.